Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Britain's King Charles will address a country in mourning on Friday following the death of his mother, Queen Elizabeth, the only monarch most Britons ever knew. The death of the Queen, Britain's longest reigning monarch and a presence on the world stage for 70 years, has drawn condolences from around the world. Waking up to their first day without a woman once described by her grandson Harry as the nation's grandmother, members of the public began gathering again outside Buckingham Palace to lay flowers and take photos of the growing memorial there. Billboards across the city displayed messages of condolence, and newspapers ran front-page photo tributes to the Queen. Buckingham Palace said there would be a period of mourning to be observed by family members and the royal household until a week after the funeral, the date of which has not yet been confirmed but is expected in about 10 days. U.S. President Joe Biden is among world leaders marking Queen Elizabeth's death. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
At the British Embassy here in Washington,
good morning for all of you.
The President and First Lady making a brief visit to sign a condolence book.
Am I able to write a message?
If you would like to, sir.
Later at a Democratic fundraiser,
I had the opportunity to meet her before she passed, and she was an incredibly gracious and decent woman.
The President earlier called the Queen more than a monarch. She was a stateswoman of unmatched dignity who boosted U.S.-UK ties. The White House flag is now at half-staff in her honor. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The head of Ukraine's atomic energy operator accused Russia on Thursday of trying to steal Europe's largest nuclear plant, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Energoatom chief Petro Kotin says Moscow wants to cut the plant off from the Ukrainian electricity grid and leave it on the brink of a radiation disaster. He adds, the plant's been without an outside source of electricity since Monday and receives power for its own safety systems from the only one of its six reactors that remain operational, running as much as possible, but eventually it will have to be shut down and then the station will have to switch to diesel operators. Such generators are the station's last defense before a radiation accident. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
European Union energy ministers were split on Friday over whether to cap Russian gas prices as they met to work out steps to shield citizens and businesses from sky-high energy bills. Friday's ministerial talks aimed to whittle down options for further discussion rather than reaching a final decision on ways to tackle a crisis fueled by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. But many said agreement and action needed to be swift. Energy bills, already surging as demand for gas recovered from the COVID-19 pandemic, have rocketed higher since the Ukraine war. The Kremlin said on Friday it expected President Vladimir Putin and his Turkish counterpart Tayyip Erdogan to discuss the implementation of a deal on Ukrainian grain exports, which both have criticized, when they meet in Uzbekistan next week. Putin said on Wednesday that Russia and the developing world has been cheated and that he would seek amendments to terms of the deal, which expires in November before it's extended. The July deal to unlock Ukrainian grain exports from its Black Sea ports was brokered by Turkey and the United Nations. It remains the only significant diplomatic breakthrough in the six-month-old conflict. Recapping our top story, Britain's King Charles will address a country in mourning on Friday following the death of his mother, Queen Elizabeth, the only monarch most Britons ever knew. The death of the Queen, Britain's longest reigning monarch and a presence on the world stage for 70 years, has drawn condolences from around the world. Waking up to their first day without a woman once described by her grandson Harry as the nation's grandmother, members of the public are again gathering outside Buckingham Palace. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.